Hey, good morning, everybody. At the time of this recording, it is 8 a.m. straight up, 8 a.m. Pacific time on this Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. And finally today, as this audio video, audio podcast will tell you, finally today, this morning, Paramount Pictures and Sega, an original film, released the first trailer, teaser trailer, trailer, whatever you want to call it, of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 with Keanu Reeves as the voice of Shadow. I'm not going to show you, and I do apologize for that notification right there, your little email notification. I do apologize for that and any more that may happen throughout this. For some odd reason, basically, my phone likes to go and catch up on its notifications when I start using it again. But anyway, like I was saying, basically, they released the trailer today, teaser trailer, what have you, of Sonic the Hedgehog 3, again, featuring the voice of Keanu Reeves as Shadow. This trailer, and like I was trying to say, I'm not going to do a live reaction like I would normally do in the past because, you know, with YouTube's algorithm and stuff and, you know, and all that, you know, its service, its systems and everything. I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to be able to, you know, not get copyrighted, you know, like claimed, striked, whatever. I don't want to take that chance. So I'm just going to tell you how I feel about the trailer I saw. Now, I know I'm not the only content creator here, you know, full-time content creator, partial content creator. I'm not the only one that's not going to risk, you know, getting copyrighted. I know when Angry Joe does some reactions and everything, that sometimes he'll put like a fair use logo or something like that over the trailer that they're watching, and even mute the volume sometimes because of whatever song they're using. So I could definitely say that he'll be doing that when he does his. But again, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to risk any situation because financially I do need the extra money here and there, so I don't want to have to, you know, risk losing that over, you know, showing highlights of a trailer. Even if I put that trailer in reverse, I'm not going to, you know, risk, you know, getting in some trouble, you know, whether I keep the reaction up or not, or whether the reaction's kept up or not on my channel, I still don't want to take a hit, if you know what I mean. But anyway, getting into my reaction about 3 minutes into this, I thought the trailer looked good. What this mainly is, in case some people are wondering, okay, this is a great trailer, but you know, why does it feel different? Like, what is going on here? Well, first of all, this is a loose adaptation. It's not a straight-up adaptation, but it's a loose adaptation of Sonic Adventure 2. It is a loose adaptation. It is taking elements from, you know, from the game and everything. So I do like that. Now, what's interesting about this is you have Jim Carrey, who people thought after Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, I should say, and it's early, I just woke up a little while ago. I just poured myself some coffee and everything, so I do apologize. But everybody thought Jim Carrey was done after Sonic the Hedgehog 2. He came back, he's got a little bit of a pop belly and everything, so the teasing, he's going to get bigger over time. And let me get some coffee here for a second. Like I was saying, the teasing, he'll get bigger over time. And what's interesting about Jim Carrey here is he came back, not only if he got to have a little bit of a belly, kind of like tease, hey, he's going to get bigger, but he also came back because I think they gave him the opportunity to do something that he hasn't done in a long time when it comes to his films, and that's play dual roles. That's right, he's going to play dual roles in this feature. And the other role he's playing is of Dr. Gerald Robotnik. That's right. They got him playing, you know, two roles, dual roles, if you will, of Robotnik, you know, the Robotnik Eggman we know, and the Robotnik of the past, the one that is connected to Shadow. Now, again, the trailer, I feel, really did a great job in, you know, showing that, yes, this is based on SA2, but done in its own way. It's kind of basically with Shadow. I think with Shadow's character, he's kind of like that. It's kind of like that character that, you know, no matter what version of him you get, you're going to always get the same backstory with him, the same, you know, tragic backstory with him and everything. So I do like that. You know, I do like that, you know, we're going to get that same, that same tragic backstory that we've gotten in other adaptations. You know, of course, originating from the game. So I like that. The only Sonic characters we see in here are Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. And, you know, of course, you got the human characters, but, you know, I think Tom and I can't think of the other girl's name, the name of the his wife in the film. I can't think of that. Like I said, it's early, so I can't really think of the names, but I know Tom and his wife were in this, and the other characters returning, you know, as well. We're not sure about the Wally character. I think that's his name from the Knuckles series that takes place in between Sonic 2 and this one. They didn't say whether or not he was coming back. They haven't been confirmed whether he is back or not. He might be. They just, you know, haven't completely listed who's going to be in it, you know, on screen and voice wise, because another thing a lot of fans are, you know, wanting with these films is they want other characters. They want Amy Rose. They want Rouge the Bat. You know, because to a lot of them, you know, how can you tell the Sonic Adventure 2 story, loosely adapted or not, if you do not have, you know, Amy Rose and Rouge the Bat? And that is a good question. But again, this is a loose adaptation. I mean, let me remind you of something, okay? We have had, as I said earlier, different interpretations of Shadow. As I mentioned earlier, same, you know, tragic backstory to an extent, but different interpretations, different introductions of him. We've had him show up in Sonic Boom. Of course, we've had him show up in Prime. You know, we've had him, you know, show up in the anime. And again, all the time, they would always reference or loosely adapt or straight up adapt. In the case of Sonic X, Sonic X's case, straight up adapt, you know, the SA2 plot, you know, the tragic backstory for Shadow. So in the case of this film, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are hoping they show up. But in this film, you know, we may have to wait. Because remember, they do want to continue this franchise. They want to continue milking it as much as they can with movies and spinoff shows, you know, for the next several years. So we might have to wait. We may not. But we'll see. But again, what's interesting about this film is, you know, getting back to it, yes, the heroes do encounter Shadow. They find out that Shadow is basically the opposite of Sonic, as we all know. You know, you have this voiceover by, I think, one of the generals of the army or something like that, of Gunn, I believe. You know, this general of Gunn telling Sonic that, hey, well, you found family and friends and happiness in a home. You know, Shadow found the opposite. He found nothing but pain and tragedy and stuff. And they actually show a scene, you know, after I think Gunn or whoever it is destroys General Robotnik's facility. They show a scene in the trailer where it looks like you have Shadow and you have General Robotnik kneeling down on the ground next to a fallen body, which we can assume is Maria. So, yeah, basically, You know, they are going to go there, which might warrant them getting a PG-13 rating, but we'll see. But yeah, they are going to go there and everything. What happens is after they first encounter Shadow, which is done, done in comedic, kind of in a very humorous comedic Sonic style when it comes to these films, because, you know, Sonic is like, okay, how do we find this guy? And Tails sees this big old ball of fire just erupt from the city. It's like, maybe try that ball of fire over there. And Sonic's like, good idea. Let's try that ball of fire. And basically, you know, they land in what is supposed to be Tokyo, and they encounter him. And we do hear Keanu's voice for the first time come out of Shadow. And it's like something like, you're an unusual bunch or something like that. You know, very brooding. He's not very amused, if you will, kind of brutish. If you know, I wouldn't say kind of brutish. He is brutish when he sees them. And again, in humorous comedic style, Sonic, you know, you have Knuckles, when they see them, basically say, you know, he's more impressive than the Hedgehog I fought before. And Sonic just looks at him like, dude, I'm right here. I'm standing right next to you. And then, of course, that's where Shadow basically says that, you know, you're an unusual bunch or something like that. And Sonic's like, look, we don't want to fight you. But then again, in the humorous comedic Sonic style, Knuckles is like, actually, Sonic, I very much like to fight. And, you know, Sonic's like, no, you know, don't do it. And Knuckles still, he wants to go fight. But then Shadow just teleports from where he is, grabs Knuckles' hand or his fist and goes, you know, just twist it like he breaks it or sprains it and everything. And, you know, basically, Sonic's like, okay, my turn. But then all of a sudden, Shadow is just all over him. He basically kicks the hell out of Tails, grabs Sonic by the throat, and Sonic's like, can we talk about this? And then just drops him back down and then just falls back down to the ground with him. And it's like, yeah, you could definitely tell that even, you know, this is too much for him. And basically that's when you see Sonic be like, hey, he's too powerful. He's too powerful and everything, and we need help. Now, throughout the trailer, we do see Shadow going on a bit of a rampage. They do tease that it looks like Jason Morrison's character, Tom, might get killed or, you know, at least injured. We're not really sure. But yeah, they are teasing that. I don't think that's going to happen, because why bring characters back if you're going to kill them off? And then that's it. I mean, it's not the first time Jason Morrison's had a character of his killed off in the third film. And let's not forget that now non-canon X3 movie. Let's not forget that. But I don't think it's going to happen here, because this is Sonic, not X-Men. That's the only difference. But, you know, they are making it look like and teasing that might happen. So basically, Sonic's realizing, look, dudes, you know, look, guys, we can't do this alone. We need help. We need help from the one person we may not want to get help from, but, you know, hey, he, you know, probably has the means of, you know, at least helping us, you know, make, you know, having the technology to, you know, help us, you know, get an advantage or get some answers. And of course, they're talking about Robotnik, who, played by Jim Carrey, who, you know, when we see him, he's paddling his, you know, we see this big old mech rise from the sea, so we can assume. And that's what happened to him, that basically he got recovered by Agent Stone, because we do see Agent Stone here as well. And they've been hiding out under the sea, under the ocean or something like that. So they go to him for help and everything. And we see him, we hear his laugh. He turns around in his chair and he's patting his belly. He's got a little bit of belly, because one of the other critiques that Jim said he wanted to come back is to kind of be a little bit of the fat Robotnik. Now, we don't see that in the trailer, but again, I think they're teasing that. They are teasing that for later on in the film, if not in other incarnations. Anyway, though, Sonic says they need to help. Now, what's funny is when Jim Carrey turns around and sees his Robotnik and he's patting his belly, he basically gets shocked, like, oh! You know, and Agent Stone's like, so we have visitors. And Knuckles is like, this is pathetic, even for you, Robotnik. You know, and then Sonic's like, we need your help. And then, you know, Jim Carrey, you know, in his role is going like, on one condition. Now, what's interesting about Jim Carrey as Robotnik here is he's grown his hair out kind of like he kind of grew his hair out basically in the story, not in real life, but in the story, he grew his hair out to where it's all like long and everything, or at least to the back of his head, almost to his shoulders, kind of like grew it out. His mustache is all grown out a little bit more. And I think he's got a bit of a beard. But anyway, he's like, on one condition. Sonic gives him one of his quills. You know, he does, and when he grabs it, he brings it up to his face and does what he did, like, in the first film. He goes, blah, 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 blah. Or something like this. He goes, blah, 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 blah. And then he grabs Sonic and says, do this. Because what he was trying to do, when he touched the quill, he was going, like, blah, 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 blah. And then he grabs Stone and goes, like, do this. And then we see a montage of him shaving Robotnik, bald again, getting him cleaned up. You see Robotnik going into a changing room with his logo on it. And it says, and then he opens it up and everything, and he's like, I need more room, or I need more material, something like that. And Stone's like, I don't have any. And Jim Carrey basically, as Robotnik, you know, rips his piece of Stone's shirt off and goes like, find some. Now, what he does do, Jim Carrey does do a voiceover here during this montage as Robotnik, saying, if I cannot rule the world, I might as well save it. And basically, you know, we go back. So basically after that, we go back into what the trailer, you know, is about. You know, Shadow basically causing destruction, mayhem. You hear Sonic going like, you know, looking at him going like, talking to him, saying, asking him, what have you done? Or what did you do? And Shadow's like, what I had to, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, Shadow's not messing around. We do see Sonic and Robotnik use a ring to teleport. I'm not sure if they teleport to Sonic's world because, you know, maybe there's some answers there or something like that, but they do teleport. Now that might tease the fact that we might get Amy, maybe Rouge, we'll see, because why would you use a ring that teleports between worlds to try to seek answers and everything? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, but they do use a ring to teleport. So we might get, you know, an appearance, you know, maybe by Amy Rose and Rouge, maybe by the end of the film. Because, again, why use this ring to teleport, you know, to possibly another world to get answers if you weren't maybe setting that up for something in the future? So I keep an eye out for that. But, yeah, the trailer ends basically with Shadow jumping off his motorcycle because, yeah, he does use his motorcycle to chase down Sonic and Knuckles and Tails. And you hear Sonic going like, hey, no cheat codes, you know. But yeah, they do end the trailer with Shadow in the air on his motorcycle jumping off of it while Sonic's jumping off this beam, I think on a bridge or a tower. And they're going right next to each other, just like in Sonic Adventure 2, just like in the beginning of Sonic Adventure 2. Great adaption of that scene. And then you hear, as it's happening, you hear, do, you know, live and learn. You know, so that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool to see. And then you see the logo for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So, you know, and that was it. And then they say in theaters, December 2024. Honestly, again, overall, I thought this trailer was good. I thought it was great. Obviously, we're going to get more. We're going to get more in another trailer because, come on, December is not for another, 4 months? Especially with the release date, which is like, 5 days to, you know, 5 days before Christmas. So obviously we're going to get another trailer before then. I would assume that when we get that next trailer, it might be around, I would say, Thanksgiving, maybe after Halloween. So I would say around post-Halloween, you know, midway to Thanksgiving, maybe even on Thanksgiving. So I would say keep a lookout between Halloween and Thanksgiving as to when the second trailer will come out. Now, they might surprise us and say, hey, here's the second trailer, you know, a month later to make up for the fact that we've had to wait. But I think we're going to get the next trailer, the second trailer, second and final trailer. Second trailer, because I always do like a final trailer a couple of weeks, or at least at the start of the month of the movie's release. So I'd say the second possible last trailer, or, you know, will be basically between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And then the third possible final trailer, if they do one, will be at the beginning of December, you know, which, you know, to help really give you an idea of what's to come and maybe show you a little bit, tease you a little bit more with what they got planned. But again, overall, I thought what I saw was good, and I know I'm not alone in that. I know a lot of people were finally happy that this came out and were thrilled with what they saw. So yeah, I'm totally fine with what we got here. Again, Keanu Reeves, I think just with the, you know, brief time we heard him as Shadow, is doing a phenomenal job. I mean, I'll say this, Sega, if you need anybody to come in and do a VA for a Shadow in future games, pay Keanu Reeves whatever money you can, because if he can give us a great voice for Shadow here, then there's no doubt he could do the same for your game. So if I'm you, I pay him whatever he needs to be paid to bring him in and do the voice, you know, for the game. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, you know, again, the trailer's great. Definitely gives you a taste of, you know, what's to come and everything in the near future. And like I said, I believe we're going to get another trailer between Halloween and Thanksgiving at the latest. The exact to latest. And if they choose to do so, we might get a trailer, you know, a final trailer, you know, at the start of December, basically weeks before the movie premieres. But again, that's just me. Now, in closing, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, okay, why did it take so long? You know, they had San Diego Comic-Con, they had Gamescom, you know, what was the issue? It's like they gave us the title teaser, you know, back in the spring, I believe. Or was it beginning of this year, end of last year, beginning of the spring, something like that? You know, they gave us the title teaser. So usually that would follow up with a trailer, like maybe a couple months later, maybe San Diego Comic-Con. From what I've understood, basically they wanted to focus on the promotion for Transformers 1. And I think they felt that if they also promoted Sonic with it, that Sonic would overshadow Transformers 1. So I think that's why we didn't get any trailer, you know, 30-second trailer, you know, teaser, whatever, until now. Because they want to put the main focus on Transformers 1. And that's going to be the main priority for right now. You know, that's going to be the main priority. Because what we got here, I think we're going to get an extended version of the trailer. You know, and now that I think about it, that might be when we get the second trailer. You know, we might get the second trailer before Transformers 1, and then that one will show up, you know, that week. You know, that Friday or, you know, yeah, that Friday or even that Tuesday, you know, following Transformers 1's release. That's when I think we'll get the second trailer. So correct myself when I say that the time frame for a second trailer, I believe, will be between, you know, the release of Transformers 1 and Thanksgiving. And if they decide to do a third trailer between Thanksgiving and the beginning of December. So that's your time frame for the next two trailers, in my opinion. One, the second one to be released alongside the debut of Transformers 1 in theaters. And between, you know, between that time frame and Thanksgiving. And a third and final one between Thanksgiving and December and the beginning of December. But yeah, again, that's why, from what I understand, you know, we didn't hear anything until now, because they wanted to put a lot of the focus on Transformers 1. And you could definitely see that that's what they were doing at San Diego Comic-Con more so than anything. But again, getting back to the movie, to the trailer, I thought it was great. You know, obviously it didn't show us everything or everyone, if you want to look at it that way. But I thought they did a phenomenal job. So it's got me hyped. I know it's got people like Frank Kiel hyped and everything, you know, so I'm really looking forward to it. I am really looking forward to it. What's ironic about it is it comes out, like I said, 5 days before Christmas. And you can definitely tell strategically they planned this out because they know, hey, kids and families are going to be out. Fans that grew up on Sonic, fans that grew up on Shadow, you know, especially, you know, people that love the Sonic Adventure 2 game, even to this day. The strategic planning for, you know, for the release of this movie couldn't be better because they know they're going to get crowds. They are going to get sellouts. Well, I wouldn't say sellouts, but they're going to get near sellouts for this film. And I think that's great. I think that's really great, you know, and it's going to be a box office hit. It's going to be huge. It's going to be very, very huge. But let me know what your thoughts are, guys. What did you think on the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 trailer? Did you think it delivered the first one? Because, again, I believe, correcting myself from earlier, I believe we are going to get a second trailer released in theaters and eventually online along with the debut of Transformers 1. And then I believe we're going to get a third and final trailer, if they do one, you know, possibly at the beginning of December, weeks before, you know, the movie comes out. Time frame wise, the second trailer between, you know, the time of, you know, the second trailer will be released, you know, to accompany the release of Transformers 1. So between that time frame and Thanksgiving, and then the third and final trailer, if they do one between Thanksgiving and the beginning of December. But again, guys, let me know what your thoughts were. Comment below. Love to hear from you guys on the trailer. What did you think about it? What do you think we might see in the next trailers? Because you know there's at least one or two more coming. Let me know what your thoughts are. What were your thoughts on, the fact that Sonic's got to team up with Robotnik? At least that's what they're alluding to here for the time being in the movie. What are your thoughts on them using a ring to teleport and go to another world? And maybe that's teasing, you know, a couple of female characters showing up. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys and everything on this. And what do you think the rating might be? There have been teases that it might be PG-13 because it's a little darker, you know, because of Shadow and his story. Or do you think they're going to stick with the traditional PG? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And yeah, that's about it. I do apologize if I stumbled a little bit on my words. Like I said, I woke up just about a half hour ago, got myself a coffee to wake myself up. But let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear how you feel about it. Comment below, like the video, ring the bell for notifications, subscribe to the channel. Also, click on the links in the description to my Teespring store to check out merchandise you can't get anywhere else, as well as check out the places, links provided in the description as well, where you can find my content elsewhere. But guys, give me your thoughts, and until then, I'm out.